Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Haig. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Haig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hunt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCarver. The throw from Bench and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Humphrey and he is out, Foley applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan takes first base on ball four. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench takes first base on ball four. Tolan moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Menke. Day moves to third. Humphrey moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Day tags and scores. Humphrey tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley bunts for an out with unknown description. Humphrey scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Expos. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan takes first base on ball 4. Concepcion moves to second. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Rose reaches third base with a triple. Rose is thrown out after the base hit. Concepcion scores. Nolan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tolan hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Humphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0 for 1 in the game. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke takes first base on ball 4. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rose hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rose moves to second. Bobby Toland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Toland hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bench takes first base on ball 4. Rose moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. Morgan scores. Bench moves to third. It's 4-3, Reds. Denny Lemaster now pitching. George Foster pinch hits for Joe Haig. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. McCarver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bench tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Reds. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. George Foster now playing right field. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tolan. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Expos 3. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nolan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Nolan reaches second base with a double. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Day picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Day. Nolan scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 6-3, Reds. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tolan takes first base on ball 4. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to third. Tolan moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ferry pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos 3. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Menke hits a fly ball into left field. McCarver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Tom Hall now pitching. Ron Woods pinch hits for Boots Day. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing center field. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Humphrey and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Tolan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Humphrey moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Humphrey moves to third. John Bacabella pinch hits for Tom Walker. Clay Carroll now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Humphrey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Reds. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.